Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. It's 10:25 in our second hour. You know, Patsy Cline probably was one of the most, arguably, the most influential country musicians of all time. Certainly one of the style's greatest singers. Man, she lived a short life, losing her life at only 30 years old in a plane crash. But, you know, we've got someone here that is bringing that Patsy Cline, who was born Virginia Patterson Hensley. How about that? September 8th. One day before my birthday, September 9th, but in 1932. Today, we are going to meet Julie Johnson. She's on the line with us. She's going to be taking the stage in A Closer Walk with Patsy Cline over at the Westport Playhouse, which, what a great place to go see a production. It's really personable.
Intimate.
Yeah, love it. The Playhouse at Westport. So welcome to the show, Julie. How are you?
Well, thank you. I am so glad to be on the air with you guys. I'm sitting in Texas right now and getting ready to pack up my Prius and drive to St. Louis and come and share, 24 Patsy Cline songs in this show.
Wow.
So I know that everybody probably walks out and thinks, I heard almost all my favorites. So, you know, there might be one or two people that think, well, I wish she'd done that rather obscure one from, you know, the beginning of her career. But I'm telling you, we hit all of the top hits of hers, and plus some you never even knew she recorded. Because she, in such a short time, I heard you saying about such a short life, and that's so true, but in that short time, I feel like her producer, Owen Bradley, the record company, knew that they had something extremely special and rare in the studio, and she recorded a ton of material.
Well, you're quite an unbelievable yourself, as you know, you've had an exciting career as well. Broadway, you were off Broadway, theater, concerts. You made your debut in Carnegie Hall, singing with the New York Pops Orchestra, under the direction of Skitch Henderson in 2003. Portrayed Mama at the Fox Theater in the first national tour of Memphis the Musical. There was something else.
Most people wait their whole life to go to Carnegie Hall. She made her debut.
Hello, Dolly. I mean, there's some really cool things that you have been
a part
of.
Well, you know, Patsy played, I'm so sorry, but Patsy played Carnegie Hall, too. The Grand Old Opry played Carnegie Hall. Now, I interrupted you, and I'm sorry.
No, because I was going to go to the one that, so Baby Bop on Barney for years, that's you?
That's me. Hi, how are you?
Oh, that's so great. Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, how many times did people ask you to do that voice?
You love me. This song sounds suspiciously like a knick-knack, Patty White. Give the dog a bone.
Stop it.
Wait, you have Barney in the studio? Oh,
yes.
My goodness. My favorite.
I promise
I do not sing any of Patsy Cline's songs in the Baby Bop voice.
Thank goodness, right?
Except maybe afterwards with a drink in my hand.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure you get asked it all the time. So tell us a little bit how this happened for you to be, you know, selected to, you know, perform the legendary Patsy Cline.
Well, the first time I performed this show was in Richmond, Virginia. I went to her home state, and I thought, as I was driving there, I booked the job in New York, and as I was driving there, I thought, okay, you're either very brave or very stupid going to her home state and about to portray the darling, you know, of Virginia. And the response was so amazing from people there. Many people, or at least they claimed, to have known Patsy, went to high school with her. All the older gentlemen, of course, had dated her, and all of the women were her cousins. So according to them, are very close. But it was interesting because I literally had people in the audience that came up to me and said, I knew her. I saw her. You walk like her. You sound like her. And, of course, that was such a compliment to me because I had worked at it, and I still work at it. I listen to the music all the time. You know, boo-hoo, that's not work. That's a joy. But I make a real effort at paying tribute to just the nuances of her voice were so unbelievably pure and emotional and natural. And I do everything I can, but I always say I'm very well aware there's only one Patsy Cline. So I'm just doing my best to pay tribute to the energy and the emotion that she brought to every song that she sang.
And I guess that takes time, like you said. I mean, you study her, you work to, you have to really soul search and be able to.
You have to become
that.
Her.
Yeah.
So
you become her. It's an actor's piece too. It's an actor's job. You know, you look at so many of her songs actually were reflecting a lot of the pain and heartache that she was going through at the time of her life. And like you said, it was so short. You kind of, when you see the show, you will learn so much about her life in scenes where we reenact the Grand Ole Opry and her first time recording Walking After Midnight in the studio. You find out things about she didn't like Walking After Midnight. She thought it was just a little old pop tune. She didn't want to record it. And Owen Bradley said, it's a hit and you're going to do it. She found a producer that would stand up to her. And so she recorded it. And of course, it, you know, became her, probably other than Crazy, her best known song.
Yes.
But
I keep seeing it ever since.
A character.
I've been putting together, you know, knowing you're coming on, every time I turn around, I'm going crazy. It's like I can't quit.
You were singing it this morning.
I was singing it this morning. I can't get it out of my head, and I'm sure I'm going to continue.
You sound great. I may need an understudy. You sound fantastic.
Yeah, my one little word that I said, all of a sudden, I'm in.
I don't know what it is about.
Well, you
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Now y'all go.
You go first.
We didn't plan this.
No, I was looking at the songs and stuff, and Sweet Dreams has always had this kind of ghostly feel for me.
Absolutely.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, it's just the way it was recorded and everything. And some of Elvis's earlier stuff that they've always had, the way they were recorded in the studios back then, it was kind of a ghostly feel on some of the tunes. But Sweet Dreams has always had kind of it's a great song, but it's just kind of got a ghostly feel.
And you almost feel like you're hearing her sing it from above.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And I think that was something like this. And like you said, when you have somebody that had such a short life, you know, when Elvis and these people that are just legendary, you know, to us, you being able to recapture that and bring that to life for people, I think that's probably, I'm sure the reception that you received, you know, being in her hometown was probably so joyful and wonderful, because when someone's gone too soon, and then to be able to experience that again and fall in love with that again, that's just incredible. And I'm sure I can't wait to see it. So we're going to be able to be there and be able to see it. And I'm anxious to do that. But I think that when they go too soon and you can bring that back and allow us to enjoy that, plus the younger generation, they don't get to know who people like Patsy Cline and there's going to be that time where they're not going to know who Michael Jackson and things were. And it's going to be people that are going to bring that back like you so that we can enjoy it and understand it. And then you said there is more to it than just singing. We're going to actually learn about her life.
Yes. Well, you just hit so many nails on the head there with what you just said. And I will tell you more about the play too, but very quickly, I want to let you know, after the show, I come out because that was the tradition in the old country music shows. The singers came out and met their audience, shook their hands, thanked them for being there. So I do that as a part of keeping the atmosphere and the truth of Patsy's performances, keeping that going, because I love to meet the audience. And I will have people come to me and say, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't have much money, but my mom and dad would put Patsy Cline 45s on the record player on a Saturday night after dinner, and we'd all dance around the kitchen, and my mom and dad would look relaxed and happy while they were listening to Patsy Cline songs. And when people tell you stories like that, you just, it touches you, because you know you've brought back something, brought back memories, and then they'll have their children and grandchildren with them, introducing them to Patsy. And the beautiful thing about the show is it does take you chronologically. It's another actor named Steve Barkus, who's fantastic, plays 8 different roles in the show. And he starts as a radio DJ that's doing a tribute to Patsy Cline. And during his tribute, he's telling his live studio audience, which of course is our audience there at the Playhouse, and he tells them some things about her life, and you know, and he'll say, and that was the first time Patsy was on the radio. And then we go onto that radio sequence that she did for the first time when she was a very young girl and sang live on the radio, or if it's the Grand Ole Opry, her debut, you're suddenly at the Grand Ole Opry, the scene changes and you're at the Grand Ole Opry, and it just does that all the way through the show. And there are nice book scenes where you hear and see Patsy interact with people in her life, you know, and you get an idea for her humanity and her humor. She was funny. She was a little wild. The men loved her because she was one of the boys. As I believe it was Fern Young said, she was one of the boys, but she had a lot better legs.
That's great. Well, we are anxious. I'm even more excited after talking with you to be able to see that. We want to let everybody know that this is Mark Bell presents the Smash It musical, A Closer Walk with Patsy Cline. Of course, this is going to be starring Julie Johnson, who we're speaking to right now. What a great tribute to Patsy Cline. This will begin April 17th and is going to run through May 6th. So tickets are on sale now. You can go to MetroTix.com and get your tickets. That's MetroTix.com. And this will be at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza. They do have specials for groups of 10 or more. The cool thing right now is we have two tickets that we are going to be able to give away. So if you want to give a call, we've got Grover here. He is standing by for the phone lines at 282. That's 855-282-TALK. So again, 855-282-TALK. And the text line apparently is open. So whichever one comes in first, we're going to give you two tickets to be able to enjoy the show. So what a great opportunity. Julie, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. We are looking forward to being there. I think we'll maybe April 19th. I can't remember, but we're set up to go and we look forward to meeting you. Thank you. Absolutely.
I look forward to meeting you. And tell that ticket winner to come to me and let me know that they won the tickets. I'll get their name from you and I'll give them two of my CDs too.
Oh, I love that. Hey, what is your favorite song, by the way, before we go?
Oh, it sounds trite, but it has to be Crazy.
Oh.
And it's the one that ends the show. And it was written by Willie Nelson, good old Texas boy. So I have to love that one. But I love them all.
Oh, wonderful. Julie, you are a delight. I can't wait to meet you myself. And we look so forward to A Closer Walk with Patsy Cline beginning April 17th at Westport Playhouse. I think we got a caller on the line, so we're going to say hello to them and congratulate them for winning. Julie, have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gosh, bye-bye. I can't wait to see this. How about you? Crazy.
I'm just thrilled she was Baby Bob. That's awesome. She did the voice, too.
Are you excited about that? Well, maybe we'll get to see. It looks like we have someone that called in. They are going to be so lucky to have these tickets. Maybe we'll be able to say hello to them. I'm not sure what to them, but I think we are going to. Maybe that we can find out what that person's favorite song is if they want to say hello. Oh, I think they're afraid to get on the phone. That's okay. Ask what their favorite song is. We're going to wait and see if the caller has a favorite.
Okay, cool. Crazy.
Crazy, of course. Crazy. We all love Crazy. Maybe we need to play that before the show ends as well as do that. So, yep, we're going to go see it. Are you excited to see that?
I am absolutely excited because, you know, I love those shows that reenact some of the old performers because, like you said, I never got to see her.
No.
But I want to see it.
I was born when she
I always
want
to see Elvis. So when I see like Elvis tribute, you know, like Steve Davis and people do Elvis, it's really cool because it kind of gives you that feeling of what it was like for, you know, when Elvis.
And I don't think that old music should ever, I mean, people like Patsy Cline and Elvis and I'm going blank. I know you know all the names of the old, you know.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., those, the Rat Pack, that would have been cool to see.
Oh my!
I never got to see them.
They are the beginning of where music has gone. And I hate when anybody defiles it because music has just opened up the world to so many things and open doors, and you have to salute those people, and you hope that our children can also. I just love when Carly will start playing an old rock and roll song on the guitar.
Cracks me up when I hear something she's playing, and I'm like, how'd she know that song?
And I love that. You don't want that old music to die because it's where it's all started. So the phone keeps ringing. I'm so sorry that we don't have more tickets for everybody. We do have a winner, and we appreciate your calls so much. And We appreciate it. So appreciate those calls. But you've got some things that are coming up, too, that are going on this weekend. I know, did you have on there that I think Grant's Farm opened up today? Was that one of them? I heard it today this morning. I'm like, wow.
That's right. Grant's Farm opens today from 9 to 3:30. It's today. Grant's Farm opens. So it's open now, and it goes till 3:30 today. And then tomorrow, it opens at 9:30 on Sunday till 3 o'clock. They have the new Deer Park Safari. Now, this thing, it's a tour for up to 12 people. And it's $250, which I know it sounds expensive, but it's for 12 people. They have food. It gives you a chance to ride through the deer park in an open-air expedition vehicle, get up and close to the animals, including elk, deer, cattle. I don't know how close you can get to fish, but and feed them. It says fish.
Oh, a pet of fish.
Yeah. You also get, which I'm sure a lot of people have always wanted to do, you get to go inside Ulysses S. Grant's cabin, which is there because, you know, you've never gotten to do that before. So now you can go into the cabin and see that, which is really cool. But if you don't want to spend the $250, mm-hmm. the great thing about Grant's Farm is it's always free. The only thing you have to pay for is parking. And another great thing.
Is it going to be nice out tomorrow?
We
need a weatherman. We need a weatherman. What's it going
to
be tomorrow?
It's supposed to be cold and rainy tomorrow.
Oh, shoot.
Cold and rainy.
Taking the boys.
Yeah, with a 50% chance. Always love the 50% chance. You can go either way with
50%
that.
50% chance of rain? Well, we might 50% go. Not
but
as cold.
What's great about, another great thing about Grant's Farm is you can feed the goats. You get camel rides. There's a carousel. You can also feed the elephants, which is cool to feed elephants peanuts. But here's what's great for all you adults out there.
There's
you
get, elephants at
you
Grant's
still
Farm?
Get, yes. You still get the two free complimentary beers at Grant's Farm.
Take the kids out there and drink some beer.
Go feed that. Go play with the goats while I drink my beer.
Beer right
why, do, why do I always do it in a voice like that?
I don't know, but you always do. It's only like, people that talk like that drink beer.
Use, go on over there. Use. Use, go on over there. I reckon.
Those are the people that drink. Hey, congratulations to Irving. That is our winner. And I'm so sorry for all the calls that were coming in. Poor Grover kept having to answer them. We do have a winner, but we appreciate that you tried to win. So we'll get more tickets next time is what we'll do.
Well, Sunday's forecast is morning showers, high in the low 40s and low in the low 30s with occasional showers.
There's our weatherman. Good job on that one. All right, so what else is going on this rainy, cloudy weekend?
Well, once the Fox still has Hamilton going up until the 22nd.
Heard that's really good.
Yes. I know a lot of people that have been going to that. Scott Trade Center has the WWE Monday Night Raw.
Have you ever been to one of those?
6:30 p.m.
Well,
April 23rd.
We know they don't have playoff hockey, so.
What'd you say, Grover?
We don't have playoff
Scott
hockey.
Scott Trade doesn't have playoff hockey.
He's still upset about that.
Aww.
Yeah, all they had to do was get one point.
He's so butthurt.
Yeah. And then we'll just end it with that. May 4th, U2's coming at the Scott Trade Center. Chaffetz Arena, Jack White will be there April 25th.
Who's that?
Jack White. He is a guitarist. It's kind of like new stuff.
The White Stripes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I like him actually better. Yeah.
Do you?
Circus Flora, April 19th through May 13th. Circus Flora, you can get tickets for that. Yeah. It is the world famous Balding Hotel. It's the Circus Flora, the case of the missing bellhop. Wasn't the Balding Hotel, what they have at Universal Studios, the Terror Tower, where you go up in the...
Oh, that's it?
You remember the elevator kind of ride that drops all of a sudden?
What's it called?
Oh, no, that was the Twilight Zone. That's right. But wasn't that the Balding Hotel in the Twilight Zone?
How do you spell
it? It's the Balding Hotel.
Oh, Balding.
B-A-L-D-I. Just think of me. Balding Hotel.
It's in...
Right. The world-famous Balding Hotel has long been an exclusive getaway for dignitaries and nobility from around the world. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All of a sudden, he goes missing, and the whole show's revolved around that, which is really kind of cool. April 19th through May 13th, you can go to circusflora.org for more information about that. Destination Moon, the American Apollo 11 space flight, the Destination Moon, that will be there. The space module will be there, so you can actually see the actual... At the Science Center, which has been in Washington, D.C. for 46 years.
And
so
now it's coming
now
here.
Now it's at St. Louis, yes.
Oh, I'd like to go do that.
Yes, that will be...
I think it started today, didn't it?
It did start today, April 14th through September the 3rd. Tickets for adults are $10.
So
it's really
summer.
Cool because they've taken like these storefronts and they made these storefronts to look like the 1960s. So when it landed, so you kind of walk through and you kind of go through these storefronts that look like it, the time period.
Oh, I would like that.
And then you see the capsule, and then they made their own capsule to look like the Apollo 11, but you can actually sit in it. Three of you can sit in it like there was three of them across and sit backwards and play with the controls just like it was. So it's kind of cool. They kind of give you that environment. So that's something that there. So this is a really cool thing too.
What?
Tom Kozlowski, a friend of mine, he is singing in a band. It's called the Beatles Go Jazz. It's at Webster Groves Concert Hall. That's tomorrow from 3 to 5. So it's jazz music, but it's the Beatles music brought to you in the form of jazz, which I think that would be kind of cool. Yeah. And I believe that's it for what I have today.
We should start letting people mark their calendar for some upcoming things and that we can keep mentioning. And one of them, we are excited that the Muni is now part of Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine for the summer. And they're getting ready to debut their 100 years
anniversary.
And you're actually going to be doing...
I'll be part of that celebration.
Yeah. So what is that? May 20th?
May 20th. Yes. We're going to be doing a karaoke.
Out in the actual...
Out in the plaza.
Front of it.
Right.
And, but it's going to be Broadway tunes. So it'll be...
Right.
Like if you are a great... If you've always wanted to sing Broadway, or maybe you do sing it and you love it, this will be an opportunity to be out in front of the Chase Park Plaza and singing those tunes.
Yeah, they got some great shows coming up. They have Annie, Singing in the Rain, The Wiz, Gypsy, Meet Me in St. Louis, Jersey Boys. Yeah, Jersey Boys. So they got a lot of cool stuff going on this year. A lot of celebration.
But make sure to mark down May 20th.
May 20th.
Because it's free. It's anyone can go to the celebration and celebrate their birthday. 100 years is a long time. It seems like there's been a lot of birthdays on Facebooks of businesses lately, like Nothing Bundt Cakes. That was cute yesterday and through the weekend. And I think if you go in there and you're part of their birthday celebration, you can get one cake per month for a year, like one little, you know, personal cake. It's kind of cute to be able to go in every month and try a new cake. And then Palm Health, we stopped in yesterday to say hello to them. They are celebrating 2 years of helping with people to live a healthier life. And who else's birthday was it? It was like 30 years Petropolis. How cute is that? They're going to be selling 30 years of taking care of puppies.
Really cool.
So it's kind of cool when you meet. There's nothing better than when you are working with a business or meet a business and they're celebrating anniversaries, because that's truly what success is all about, is, you know, make another year and staying within the community.
Going back to the Muni, I'm looking at all this stuff. May 20th is going to be pretty incredible, not just because I'm doing karaoke there, but they have they've got all these themes. So the Aladdin camel rides.
So there'll be real camels there?
All shook up bandstand, birthday cake art project, a chorus line headshot. So you get a headshot that'll look like a chorus line.
Chorus line.
The Mosaic Follies reunion photos, History Museum exhibit preview, interactive backstage tours, live local bands, Meet Me in St. Louis Ferris Wheel, Mile of Muni Memories, Munchkin Land Performances, My Muni Story, No Business Like Show Business Karaoke, which that's me, Photo Keepsake, School of Rock Instrumental Petting Zoo, which that's, I don't know what that is, but that sounds interesting, Stage Photos, Strolling Characters, Cupcakes, Food Trucks, The Melting Pot, and Muni Centennial Souvenirs.
That's incredible. That's going to be a great time.
Great event. Yep.
Grover, you're going to have to get the kids and the wife-to-be. And you are going to have
that's
to
head between
out there
1 and 5.
1 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
So it's early, and
it's a Sunday.
What day does that fall? Ask what day does that fall on? I love that. What a great time! All right, so we'll probably be mentioning that quite often. We're going to probably be interviewing some of the people starring at the Muni, about the Muni. So we're going to be part of that 100 year birthday celebration throughout the summer, and bringing some of that to you here on the show. Of course, as well as in the magazine. So fun stuff. We do want to let people know there are not a lot of houses for sale. Then when they do go up for sale, wow, they really go fast. But we are a Style Realty team. We buy and help people buy their home. We help sell their home. And there are a few open houses that we'd like to mention that are going on. I don't even think a Gordon is going to be able to put the house that we have for sale. Someone wants it before it even goes for sale. That's how real estate is just moving and grooving. But if you're in the Kirkwood area, 1760 Thursby. What a cute street. Not Thursday, but Thursby. There's going to be a open house from 2 to 4 on the 15th. It's a move-in ready little ranch for you. That's $190,000. So if you're, you know, in $200,000 or under, and like Kirkwood, there's going to be in Ellisville a home for sale that's in the $280,000 range. That is going to be from 1 to 3. It's charming. It's updated. That's at 156 Westridge Park. And I'll mention one more. And then if you want to look for yourself, of course, you can go to StyleRealtyTeam.com and see the featured properties that are listed there for you to be able to go look at. And the one that I love in St. Charles, I wish I could move into it myself. That's going to take you up in the half million range. That's 575. That is at 1028 Castle View. Open house on Sunday from 2 to 4. It's a 1.5 story and it's gorgeous. So we'll bring you some houses here and there that you know, you may want to look at from anywhere from Newtown to St. Charles, to Wildwood. I think there's an $8 million home that'll be open house on Sunday there. I like to just go in and hang out for that one. But, you know, they're all over. So look at them. There's just not enough.
So if you are going to buy a house, if you sleep on it, you won't sleep in it. If you want to make that deal, make it. If you want to see a house, don't wait to see it because it won't be there.
And if you thought about selling and you've kind of been on the fence about it, this is the time because it will and should, and of course, we can help you with that. But, you know, there is a way to get your house up for sale, so it will go quickly, but they'll sell fast. So yeah, we enjoy that. So that's our little StyleRealtyTip.com. You can go to Style Realty Team. We also have a Facebook, Style Realty Team, that you can go to, too, and we put some fun information. There's so many Facebook pages. We have Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine you can go to.
Kelly, how do you keep up with all of them? Because Kelly's the reason they exist.
The Style Realty Team, our She Said, He Said. Plus, we have personal pages, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram that we also post a lot of great things on. So social media is fun. You can obviously, there's a lot of fake stuff on there, but you can learn a lot and see a lot and keep up with family and friends. And if you use it appropriately and try to not be so negative, it can be, you know, a good time on there.
Yes. You know what? I found this article about 9 struggles everyone in Missouri can relate to.
Really? What does that mean?
It's like 9 struggles everyone in Missouri can relate to.
Way to bring us down. So
no, wait. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
Number one, having to explain where Kansas City is.
Really?
People in Missouri always have to, where is Kansas City? Well, first off, there's 2 Kansas Cities. Second off, the better one is located in Missouri, not Kansas. Shoveling practically every winter, shoveling snow in the Midwest. Yes. What did you expect? Number 3, deciding where to eat barbecue tonight in Missouri.
Can I say something funny on this show, shoveling, try to say that three times.
Okay.
I won't mention who it is, but this person lived somewhere warm their whole life. You may remember the story now. Mm-mm. And when she moved to St. Louis and had the first snow, I don't know if you just call this being an idiot or...
Do you know this person?
I do.
Are they friends of yours?
Well,
probably not now. You just call them an idiot.
They shoveled the snow. Wait. You'll understand why. They shoveled the snow and was putting it in bags like you do grass.
Like you do leaves.
Okay, that's pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
It was not me, but you'd think it would be.
Did they have blonde hair?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Shoveled the snow.
I didn't mean that.
And bagged it like you would your leaves and your grass clippings. Now you can go on.
Of course, being in Missouri, when it turned 70 degrees the next day, she wondered where all
Here's
her snow,
your bags sign.
Of snow went.
Okay, and struggle.
Nine struggles in Missouri. All right, here we go. Deciding where to eat barbecue. We already said that. That's not the worst problem to have, but it is pretty tough because there's so many great places to go. Surviving the unbearable humidity in the summer.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know what? The last summer was not that bad. Last summer was not that bad. We did not have that bad humidity last summer.
The first person that complains about being hot and sunny, I will.
That's right. I'm so ready for it. Number 5, driving home during a tornado. Most of us have been in a car when a tornado alerts have gone off, and most of us just continue to drive instead of seeking immediate shelter.
That's true.
That has happened to me, especially the last couple of years, being out and tornadoes hit, and it's like, man, where do I go? You know the best place to go?
Stop lying.
You know the best place to go?
You don't say where to go. You drive towards them and try to find them.
I do. I'm like that tornado chaser
guy.
That's
weird. And I was in the car one time.
Well, I actually drove to the Maristar Casino when that tornado hit and jumped over into Maryland Heights and hit that hotel and then hit the airport. When that was coming and they gave the alerts, I was close to a Maristar. So I actually drove down, and you know where they kind of have it barricaded and blocked off where you can't go underneath to the bottom of the garage area? I drove all the way to the bottom of the garage when that tornado went over the top of a Maristar and kind of came cut through there. It got jet black. The water from the river, the pressure of the tornado, but the water started coming into the garage and started rising up.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty spooky. Picking the right team between the Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals. Mm-hmm. Driving through the cornfields and farmland. And number eight, cheering for college basketball or a basketball game in general. Number nine, having to deal with construction traffic. That is an ongoing problem in Missouri, no matter where you live.
But All right.
There you go. Nine struggles everyone in Missouri deals with.
Perfect. Well, we do have to get out of here. I do want to let everybody know, check out Club Fitness. You can go to clubfitness.us, get your fit on. If you're looking some great shoes to wear for the summertime, I've got them. They're great for the gym as well. And they're called Show of Flops. We love them. We got ours ready to be able to go to the beach this summer. And they are fashionable. They're quick drying. They come in different patterns. They're awesome. So you can check them out for yourself. You can actually go to you just took it there, so you've got them in front of you.
But unique drainage hole design, slip resistant soles.
But just go to showofflops.com and check out these great new sandals that you have there. So Club Fitness has got it all going on. I am going to be heading to the Chesterfield one today. Love going out to the 105, and there's 24 locations for you. Big thank you to Paige Law, Walter's Jewelry, and of course, Club Fitness. So check out Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine for yourself, and you can read it online. Grover, thank you as always for pressing all the buttons.
Realty.com. I'm going to show properties at right
you
after
are.
The show.
You're going to be a busy man. So you are a busy man when it comes to real estate. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether it's radio or Facebook or on your phone. We appreciate it so much. Until next week,
peace.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More!
More!
Our baby's a love thing, yeah.